Good evening.
Good evening.
Over the last couple of weeks, my anxiety has been kind of through the roof, both figuratively and literally. I almost went through the roof. I've been worrying about the roof project. I've been worrying about the weather due to a bare roof during the work project, the roof project. I've been worrying about it getting completed and in a timely manner. We've had several issues with it. And on top of that, last week I had jury duty and I got called to come in on Friday. So I had that going on as well. But luckily, I didn't get selected, so I'm good for a whole nother year. And with all that going on, I was worried about coming up with a topic and creating a message for tonight's service. And I was given a suggestion on Sunday from Janice. Make that my message. Worry. So here we are. If as Christians, we believe everything happens according to God's will and God has a plan for everything, it's all God. So what do we have to worry about then? Why do we worry? Worrying is a result from your lack of trust in God. That's what it boils down to. As humans, it's in our nature to be in control. Not for ego or pride's sake, but just for peace of mind at its bare minimum. But of course, life's not perfect and things happen. So, a study was conducted on the main focus of what causes us to worry. 40% of the stuff we worry about is things that'll never happen. 40%. 30% on things in the past we cannot change. 12% on criticism and comments that come from other sources that we know to be untrue. So right now, we're at 82% of things that cause us to worry that don't happen, that we can't change, that are untrue. Why are we worrying? And then 10% comes from our health because we worry. So right now, that's 92% of what our focus is on worrying that we have the ability to eliminate. If it'll never happen, if we can't change it, if it's untrue, and we're causing it, 92% of the source of what we worry about, we can eliminate. 8% is on the real problems we face. That's it. 8%. So, if our worrying is based on a lack of trust in God, why can't we trust God to handle just 8%? 8%. That's it. So, during his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus taught about worry. In Matthew 6:27, Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? Bottom line, he's saying worrying accomplishes nothing. However, worrying can cause some ill effects. Damage to your health, like I said. It can disrupt your productivity. It can negatively affect the way you interact with other people. It can rob your day of joy. And it can reduce your ability to trust in God. So worrying is a self-fulfilling prophecy, if you will. It's a vicious circle. We worry because we have a lack of trust in God. But because we worry, we have a lack of trust in God. So it's an ongoing circle. So if we can eliminate that 92% and just give that other 8% to God, we have nothing to worry about, and it cancels itself out. So how do we get a handle on worrying? Well, for me, in this instance, it came down to Proverbs 12:25. Welcome. Very good. 12:25. Worry weighs a person down. An encouraging word cheers a person up.
Amen.
That is exactly what Janice did for me on Sunday when I couldn't come up with a topic. So, other than this, how do we get a handle on worrying? Well, like I said, and what we should believe, God has a plan for everything. God's will happens. There's no question about it. God's in control. You have all, every one of us in this room here tonight have been taught on Wednesday night exactly how to handle this. Every time Scott speaks. You got it. All the memory verses he's given us are on how to handle worry. And it just happened to work out that way. So let's go to Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. He's in control. We have to accept that, and we will reap the benefits if we do. We won't suffer any ill effects from worrying, and life goes on without any problems. So, I could have, if I had the time, prepared a message that probably would have encompassed 3/4 of the Bible on this topic. But, so, the simplest is the easiest. Philippians 4:6. Huh? Well, I only covered 6, but. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He's done. again, we are to take everything to God. God is in control. And then 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Now, we just went through the Peters, and this should be fresh in your mind, I hope. Give all your worries and cares to God. He cares about you. So, if we can eliminate 92% of what causes us to worry and have trust in God, which we should, that He can handle a measly 8%, we should have nothing to worry about. There should be nothing to cause us worry. We should have complete trust in God. God's will happens. And life goes on. No issues. So, what does it boil down to? Very simply, to eliminate worry. It comes down to four little words. Can anybody guess what they are? And you all know them. Four little words. Four little words. Nobody? Let go. Let God. So, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for another day and another opportunity to come together in Your name. We thank You for our new roof. Lord, we lift up Pete and Velma. We pray that You lay Your healing hands on Velma and guide the doctors who treat her. We pray for everyone experiencing health problems and other problems. We pray for traveling mercies for Jim Schultz. We pray for traveling mercies for the Byers as they go to Arizona this weekend. We pray to have full trust in You in order to eliminate our worries, what causes us to worry. I pray we all seek Your will in everything we do. You are truly in control. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Simple, quick, and to the point.